97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Vida is offering a reward up to $5,000 if you can help find the person who left guinea pigs to die in the extreme heat. The four guinea pigs were found dumped on the side of the old Highway N near Hawk Ridge Trail at the border of O'Fallon and Lake St. Louis on August 9th. They were found inside these exercise balls. The heat index was over 100 that day. By the time they were found, three of the four guinea pigs had died. The other continues to recover.
All right. Let's just moment of silence for the guinea pigs. All right, that is sad. Who abandons guinea pigs
on the side of the road? I'm not laughing at their death. Our policy was always to just let them die on their own because we've never successfully had one of those little animals in our house that survived that experience. I'm not quite sure why.
I think I went through six hamsters maybe as a kid. In fact, I do remember that as a kid we had a frog that we got from our backyard and we put it in a big old fish tank right by a big bay window in our playroom. And we came in one day, I think I told this story before on the air, and the frog was kind of a cracker. He basically got baked alive, I think, because of the sun coming in.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of what they're saying happened here. You have one of those clear, you know, little
exercise balls
that they were in. And it almost makes you think, did somebody, like, were they in a car somehow and they flew out? I don't know. Who just leaves a guinea pig and an exercise ball on the side of the road? Anyway, yes, that is sad for the guinea pig. All right. And I feel like I'm about to tick some people off here with this comment. That's okay. It seems a little ridiculous that PETA is offering a $5,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest and a conviction of the person who left the guinea pigs here.
They are big mad.
That I know they're big mad, but that money could be far better spent on, I don't know, missing children.
Thank you.
Why are we at a point in society where people care more about animals than they do people?
That's nothing new. Over the years, as a reporter, we would cover stories of, you know, people being murdered and people missing and all that stuff. And then we'd cover a story about an animal that was sick or injured. And the GoFundMe page or whatever it is would be triple for the animal what it was for the human. We've seen examples of that before, or where the reward fund for the injured animal to find out whoever did that was twice as much as it was for the, you know, the person that lost their house in a fire. I've seen it again and again. I can't explain that human emotion, but for some reason people step up when it comes to animals.
There was a show called The Daily Blast Live that was talking about this because, like you said, you're right. It's nothing really new, but it seems like it's gotten a little bit worse. But here's their take on why this happens.
Yeah.
I feel like your dog will never ever do anything but love you, and I think sometimes that's all people want. I think your partner may say, Sam, you really dropped the ball in that. Al, you could have handled that better. You shouldn't have said that. And you feel bad. But when you come home, no matter what happened that day, no matter what you said on DBL, no matter what kind of argument you had in the car, your dog is happy to see you. And I think people just want unfiltered love.
Did you read Richie's comment that just popped up here on YouTube?
Saying what? I care about animals more
than people? No. The subhuman blankety blank who left these animals to die like that, what do you say, needs to suffer the same cruel death. So I think what you didn't see at the bottom of the PETA thing is if they can hand the $5,000 to somebody, they'll double it if you'll also crunch that person up and put them in a little ball and leave them out in the sun.
Well, yeah, why don't you take care of that, Richie?
I'm not making fun of that. I agree that anybody that would do, I'd love to know the details of how that happened. Did a kid do it? I think a lot of people would like an answer to that. It is extraordinarily cruel to do that to those animals.
Of course it's cruel, but my argument really is, again, we care more about people. I'm sorry, we should care more about people. We care more about animals than people. People are made in the image of God. Animals are not. So do I want guinea pigs to suffer and basically bake alive in an exercise ball on the side of the road? Of course not. No. That is inhumane. No one would argue that. And if you would make that argument, well, you might want to ask yourself some serious questions. But it just is sad when you think about how many people prefer animals over children. There was a study that came out that talked about how many more people would prefer to have adult-only restaurants. They would allow dogs, but they wouldn't allow kids. It seems like there's been a shift. And I feel like people I'm just going to say this. I know I'm going to make some of you mad. I feel like there are people who are lonely, who that's like that becomes, it's like they don't want kids or I don't know. It's like that becomes the replacement. And I don't know. It's not that animals aren't amazing. I love dogs. I grew up with a dog. I don't have one right now, but I'll tell you what. My husband and I have talked about getting a dog multiple times. I know we want one in the future.
You just need one that likes your spouse.
We're just not, yeah. We're not in the right season of life. Yeah, I did have a dog.
You did have a dog.
And I will admit, didn't like Michael. I was, I guess, lonely. I mean, it was the height of COVID. We were all told to isolate, you know, and not talk to any humans, basically. And so I adopted a dog who had been abused, Levi, and he had a serious fear of men. And it didn't matter how many men, the guys would try to. I remember one time Michael came over when we were dating, and he made a ton of bacon, like not the little bacon strips. I'm talking like actual legit bacon, trying to win over Levi. We went to dog training sessions with, I mean, we were investing a lot into
this. You
didn't
get the dog, you didn't bring in Caesar the dog whisperer? You should have done that.
I'm sorry, I missed out on that opportunity. Who is that?
What?
That is not a known thing.
Oh, yes it is.
The dog whisperer?
Caesar Milan?
No.
Caesar, he gets his hand bitten sometime, but at the end of the show, the dog's calm, cool, and collected. I don't know how he does it.
I've never heard of that.
I didn't. Wow. That's not old. That guy's still on TV.
Yeah.
You got to Google that. That could have saved your dog.
Nah,
Caesar Milan.
This is definitely new information for me right now. You hadn't heard of the Sunday Scaries the other day. Was that you as well? Have you heard of the Sunday Scaries?
I have not.
No.
What? That's crazy. See, that's wild to me that you've not heard the term Sunday Scaries.
Don't distract from the issue.
I know.
You don't know who Caesar Milan is.
It's deflecting.
Darn straight, I'm deflecting. Anyway, it's just kind of a sad reality that we live in. And I'm not trying to knock people who love their dogs. You should love your dog. Dogs are amazing. I can't wait to have a dog someday. It's just, I guess it's where I feel like people truly just care more about animals than they do people.
If you can be cruel like that to animals and or children, you need to be locked up.
And Debbie's saying that...
Just like Lindsay Clancy needs to be locked up.
You've got some feelings on that? I feel like when I made that argument yesterday...
I'm trying to get you started again.
No, for my second Kim on a Whim at 7:50, if you want to listen to it on the Odyssey app, I don't know how much you really said about that. I think you have some differing feelings about that than I do, about what Matt Walsh said.
No, I don't. I think Matt Walsh went too far. I think you have to acknowledge the seriousness of postpartum depression. But I just don't think... I think people are getting a little carried away. But the woman admitted that she killed her children, number one. Number two, she was on 13 different medications as prescribed by different doctors. And there's got to be a medical malpractice suit there somewhere. And there's got to be lessons learned moving forward about how to deal with this very serious form of depression that led her to kill her children. Now people are floating all kinds of weird conspiracy theories that her husband actually did it and set her up. And I mean, come on, she admitted to killing the children. She's sick and twisted and she needs to go to jail for a long time. But that, to me, that's the postpartum thing is a separate discussion. I don't doubt the seriousness of it. That doesn't take away from the fact that she's guilty of murdering her children. In my opinion,
I think she's guilty. No, I think she's guilty too, and she should be punished for it. But no doubt.
But Matt Walsh very clearly said, "This is not an excuse. Postpartum is not an excuse. This is not a thing. Get over it." It was kind of his attitude about it. When there's plenty of evidence that it is a thing, you went through it yourself.
Well, I didn't go through postpartum depression, but I experienced other things that you can feel kind of crazy. For sure.
Okay.
I think it's people like Matt Walsh they just use such strong words and they act like they're so righteous in saying that. And like, I'm the only brave enough person to say this to women. They need to hear it. And it's not just that. It's things they say to men or to anybody. And you look ridiculous. It's harsh. And it's especially as a follower of Christ, you're supposed to, it's doing and saying things in love. And I understand that there can be tough love, but that was not it, what Matt Walsh did. And that's not a good representation of someone who's a believer, as a fellow believer myself. It's just not good.
We need to continue that conversation about Lindsay Clancy at some point. There's an article, a headline in the Post, not the Post, the New York Post today, that Lindsey Clancy ran a road race hours after giving birth, according to her doctor and the defense who testified yesterday.
I saw that, but what does that have to do with postpartum depression? Are they trying to connect the dots there?
Psychiatrist calls it unusual. I guess they're trying to play into the fact that she was really not in her right mind from the minute the child was born, because a day or two later she got out and ran a marathon. No, a 5K.
Okay. I cannot imagine a woman doing that.
Hours after giving birth to her youngest child in 2022, months before strangling him and his two siblings with exercise bands in the family's basement.
Yeah, it's unusual. By the way, today is my son Hudson's first birthday. So 1 year ago today, in fact, I had him around 3:30 in the morning, and I woke up this morning, and I'm getting ready, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I had him right here on the bathroom floor, right there.
A year ago. Well, happy birthday to
Hudson.
Are you calling him Huddy? What are you calling him?
I call him Hudsy.
Hudson.
Hudsaroni Pony. I have all kinds of names.
You call Easton Easty?
Easty. Yeah.
I just wondered.
You know happy you all have weird nicknames.
You do.
You can't
we
laugh
all have
at the
weird.
Hudsaroni Pony.
I can't.
That's funny.
That's cute.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.